it's a good way to think about your investments. When you invest outside of a plan and you just start buying stuff like that, oftentimes it creates a lot of angst because you don't really know if that's going to help you accomplish what you're trying to do in life with your money.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Glad to have you back on the Retirement Cafe with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. I am Ben George, and we're going to be talking about the challenges of investing outside of the plan. I mean, a lot of people have kind of taken a do-it-yourself approach to investing and financial planning over the last, well, handful of years, maybe even going back a decade. It's been a very nice run, but then 2020, that story has changed quite a bit with the coronavirus and the pandemic and all the uncertainty that's followed. So we're going to get in that today and let Dan and Brent both kind of explain what those challenges are and kind of how you can work around them and maybe why it's important to work with an advisor and a planner like these guys to really get your finances in order. So let me welcome in Dan and Brent. Glad to talk to you guys again. How are you?
Great. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, Ben. Things are going well.
Yeah. What's new in your world? Anything exciting to report?
Well, spring has sprung, actually summer a little bit, which is nice, getting some good sunshine and getting outside, and that's been awesome.
Yeah, same here for us. It's been nice getting outdoors, even though our travel's been limited for a little bit, but it seems like that's changing for a lot of places, and hopefully we'll be back in some sort of a normal routine sooner than later, but fingers crossed that's kind of how it progressed. But I know a lot of people have been concerned, and I know I've heard it, and I'm sure you guys have heard it quite a bit, but so many people are just concerned about their portfolios. And that's kind of what got us thinking about this topic today and helping people that maybe haven't planned a whole lot. Because I'm assuming, you know, you guys are obviously talking with your clients and people that you've worked with for a while quite a bit during this whole thing. But are you hearing from a lot of new people that are kind of saying, hey, I haven't had a plan in place. I'm really trying to start that process. You know, what can I do?
Yeah, I think first of all, we do hear from a lot of people, and a lot of it's just uncertainty. And they have maybe been doing it themselves. Maybe they've used a broker, but the challenges they've had is that they're really not sure how to measure how they are doing. You know what I'm saying, Brent? Like they're worried, but at the core of it is, hey, is this going to ruin me long term? Is this going to cause problems that I can't recover from?
Yeah, and I agree. And I think this is one of the things that I always say to people is I want everyone that I work with, and I know Dan feels the same way, to understand what they own, why they own it, and then really, really what's important. And I think this is a big gap in a lot of people's plans, is understanding what can happen in the short term and in the long term. So I would say what's normal with your investments. And although a pandemic probably isn't normal, it's something that can happen, and we need to understand what risks we have. And so understanding those things is really important to being able to be successful with your plan.
Well, you mentioned uncertainty, and it seems like that's kind of a big key to all this. You know, a lot of families right now are pretty concerned, and their portfolios have declined quite a bit. Now, thankfully, we've seen the market rebound, and who knows if that trend will continue or if we'll see another downturn. You just never know, but that's part of the planning process. But you mentioned uncertainty. What are some reasons why people are so uncertain about their investments and what they're actually involved with?
Well, I think this comes down to there's just not a lot of education that goes on in this area. Whether you're working with an advisor, maybe you don't really understand what it is that you actually own. And so, again, you don't know what to expect with it. But then even, I sit on the local school board here, and this topic comes up quite a bit. There's just not a lot of education in this area. And it certainly doesn't fall on the schools. I mean, we have a lot of families, and for a long time, it's been kind of something that you don't talk about, right? We don't talk about our money with our kids. You know, this is private type thing. And the reality is that we need to make sure that we know what to expect, and that comes with education.
Yeah, and I would even go on the next thing too is, Ben, we see a lot of people will ask them the question, well, how did you come to own XYZ investment, right? You have this IRA or this Roth IRA, and what's interesting is what we hear repeatedly is, well, I changed jobs. I had a buddy that maybe sold investments or was a broker, and I just rolled it into something. And I did answer like a risk questionnaire, but that was kind of it. So that's how I ended up owning it. And if you think through that, that is a little bit, at least to me, Brent, a little bit of a recipe for disaster, right? You just buy something kind of on a whim. It doesn't really fit into anything. Brent and I talk a lot about the grocery store thing, right? So if you're really hungry, it's not a great time to go to the grocery store because right. you tend to buy all this stuff, right, that may or may not actually go together and create meals because you're just hungry, right? But if you go to the store, you know, shopping with, there's a reason, like, okay, I'm going to make this specific meal. I'm making spaghetti dinner Tuesday. I'm going to do tacos Wednesday. Then you can kind of systematically fill that shopping cart with the things that are going to create those meals. And I think, you know, it's a good way to think about your investments. When you invest outside of a plan and you just start buying stuff like that, oftentimes it creates a lot of angst because you don't really know if that's going to help you accomplish what you're trying to do in life with your money.
Yeah. And so Dan and I talked a little bit about this before the show today, and just how I've been working with a prospect over the last couple of months that's coming on board. And it's really interesting because they're tremendous savers. They're a younger couple, very, very successful. They're saving over 15% to their 401ks. But when we started breaking down, you know, how they were invested, they had 100% stock in their 401ks, which is perfectly fine for their age that they are and the goals that they have. But then they had a couple of Roth accounts that they had invested in the past years. They're making more money than they can contribute to Roth currently. So these were just kind of sitting there. And both of them had about 30% stock in those, and the rest was other 70% was just in fixed income in cash. And so it's like, okay, this recipe isn't really working from a tax standpoint. That doesn't make a lot of sense tax wise. And so you kind of want to make sure that everything that you're doing is working towards a common goal, like with Dan talking about with the recipe. That's how we relate kind of back to the investment side of it.
Yeah, I guess the part of that uncertainty is just not knowing if you're making that progress. I mean, you know, you can obviously not, and that's a perfect example, because I think I've been in that boat before too, where I've, you know, bought some things and I step back after a certain amount of time. I'm like, wait, I'm not really sure why I have all these things in my account, but you know, hopefully I'll make those adjustments over time and work with somebody like you guys to make it actually make sense. But I guess you just don't really know as an investor on your own, whether or not you're in good shape. A lot of times, like, you might have had a 20% return last year and just assume you're in good shape. But, you know, over the course of it, you might not really know if that lines up with what your risk tolerance is, you know, if it's going to match up to a year like this, if you're going to be in good shape. So that uncertainty goes well beyond just understanding, I guess, what's actually in your portfolio.
Well, yeah, you know, you think about what you just said. So let's say you had a 20% year that was up, and let's say that you're 45 and you have $300,000, just throwing out some random numbers.
Okay.
Is that good or bad? You know right. what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think there's a simple way to say, hey, I've got the proper amount of money, if you're just guessing, to reach all my goals and fulfill the things that are important to me. And that's why when you start investing outside of a plan and you just what we call wing it, it makes it very, very difficult to have like a lot of peace of mind around your money, because there's always this thing nagging at you in the back of your mind. Am I really doing what I should be doing? And am I progressing down the path that I need to get where I want to go?
Yeah. So with that being said, there's got to be a better way that we got to put these portfolios together. And I'm assuming that's going to start, you know, this is the planning process you talk about and we talk about on this podcast, but kind of take me through that and kind of where that starts.
I mean, I think it starts with a foundation, right, Dan, of just understanding, you know, where you are today, where you want to get to, and then what things may be preventing you from getting there, right? So when we talk about where you are today and where you want to get to, those are all things like what's your current financial position, how much are you saving, as Dan was just talking about, how much do you currently have, what types of accounts are those in? And then we start looking at the big picture is like, okay, well, what do you hope to achieve with all of this? And that helps us get a direction, right? A roadmap of how we want to get there.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, we always talk about building a good financial foundation, because if you don't do that, it's really hard to make decisions. Because when you think about things like what are your driving values, right? And what are the things that you really want to achieve? And what are people maybe you want to do some things for? Not just yourself, but maybe grandchildren or children or parents. If you don't have all that laid out and prioritized, I mean, I think it's very, very difficult to figure out what types of investment you should own in order to get there. And that's kind of what you're talking about, Brent. Get that financial foundation straight. Identify some of those priorities. So then you can start building in the proper tools to get you where you want to go. You know, and Ben, I don't think it's that much different than when you build a house. You know, I don't know if you've ever built a house. We built one, and it was actually, I enjoyed it. People say it leads to divorce. We didn't have that, thank goodness. But the truth of the matter is the planning up front is so important, you know, before they break ground, right? You got to know all those specifics. Mm-hmm. You can't just throw some, you know, dig a hole and throw some cement in the ground for a foundation and go, okay, let's go. It's got to be all laid out very precisely. And I think that matches up nicely with what we're talking about when you create investments after the plan or figure out that go with the plan versus on their own.
Yeah, and you sure wouldn't put the roof on before you built the foundation and the walls, right?
Exactly.
And I kind of wonder, too, when we were talking about, you know, these challenges of investing outside of a plan, you know, when you talk about this foundation, I mean, I would assume a lot of people don't even really know what their goals are or what their priorities are when they first start having that conversation in retirement, right?
Oh, that's super common. I mean, we actually have tools that we use to get kind of, oh, you know, help people along, because you know how that goes. Like, you're trying to think of something that you've never thought about before, and it's hard to come up with it. But when you start getting some aids, if you will, like, you know, retirement or helping grandkids with education or, you know, lots of different things, maybe buying a vacation home. You know, we have thought about that. Brent and I, we dealt with that many times. It gets the conversation started, and then people begin to think about the different things that are important to them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you got your foundation in place, right? Hopefully you've worked with somebody and, you know, you got your idea of where you want to head and what your idea of retirement looks like. So what are the next steps in kind of building that portfolio out?
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, kind of we're talking a little bit about the problems with investing outside of the plan, which we've gotten into quite a bit. But, you know, I think the big thing is measuring success, right? So if you're investing outside of a plan, I don't know how you really do measure success, except maybe you could measure what return did I get compared to some benchmark,
right? Yeah, maybe compared to the S&P 500, right? So you might put that out there and say, well, the S&P did 11% in a year and I did 9%. Is that good? The reality is that there's no way to answer that unless you say, well, were you trying to get the S&P 500? Because if you were, that's not good,
right?
Because you're behind. But if you got 12 in that same year, then, oh yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the thing, is when you're investing within a plan, it's much easier to judge whether you're doing the right things or whether you're having success. And when you talk about measuring it, so, like, you know, we use tools that, as an example, once we lay out financial goals that someone's trying to achieve, we can measure that against how they're currently investing and the chance of them achieving those goals. And what's nice about that is it lets you look at it from a much more global view, meaning that looking at it through all different market conditions. What if the markets are bad the next 25 years? What if they're really good? What if they're kind of average? Would you succeed or fail in reaching your goals based on what you're doing today in all those different circumstances? And that's where the real peace of mind, I feel like, comes
in. Yeah, what Dan's referring to is just stress testing your plan, right? So looking at I want to retire at this age with this level of income. What is the probability that I'm going to be successful? That's when you know whether or not you're having success in your plan, right? And so if your investments are helping you do that, then that's the overall goal, right? Like, and I love it when Dan said, he always says this, is, well, let me ask you this. If you could take zero risk and achieve everything that you needed to achieve, would you take any risk?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you can just do everything you wanted to with no risk, why would you take any risk? Well, most people aren't in that position, so they have to assume some risk. So when you do assume that, is that going to help you get to where you want to get to?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's so key, is that Dave Ramsey's got a great saying, is like, you know, he compares money to a brick, right? And he's like, money can be used for good or bad. You could, you know, just like a brick, you can use a brick to throw it through someone's window, right? Or you can use a brick to build something with. And that's the same thing. I think the best advice when I think about this whole concept of investing and why you invest is that if you can invest with the idea in mind that you're using that investment to achieve something important to you versus getting some rate of return, you're going to be way ahead of the game. Because one of the things, and there's a book I read one time with John Bogle that started Vanguard, and it was called Enough. And one of the things he said is there's certain people, when it comes to money, that it's never enough, right? And so if you're chasing that, you're never going to win and you're never really going to achieve anything, because you're never going to be happy with the outcome. But if you can kind of get in that frame of mind where, hey, I'm doing this for these specific goals I've laid out, that are really important for me in getting fulfillment in life, then you can succeed and then you can really be happy with your money.
Yeah. And so on top of that, also, as we're getting back to, you know, the pandemic and those other things, what's also really powerful about this is that, let's assume that you're heading down your road and everything's lining up where you want it to go, right? So everything looks great. And then we have an event like we've just had or are currently having, and who knows what the future might bring. What does that do? Like, does it still work? Am I still on track to make it work? And it's really reassuring to people when we go in and say, hey, well, let's run it again. And let's kind of take a look, stress test your plan today after this has already happened and see if you're still on track. And how has this really impacted it? Has it impacted it at all? And that's really powerful to be able to have that type of information.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that a lot of people right now that haven't had a plan and haven't been working with a plan maybe would really give a lot to have that peace of mind and that confidence in knowing that the next time this happens, because we all know that it will at some point pretty soon or down the road, whenever that time frame is, you want to make sure you're prepared so that you can avoid maybe having these big losses that many people experience in the first quarter of 2020. And who knows what the rest of the year is going to hold for us. I mean, that's a big part of the conversation, is there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. Where are we headed? So making sure you have that plan in place is such a big part of that process. So I would assume, guys, it's probably a good idea that maybe we devote a few episodes coming up on your advisory process. It's a three-part process that you guys put in place for everybody, right?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be helpful for listeners out there to say, okay, I realize, you know, I'm Kevin, that come to Jesus talk. I'm investing outside a plan. All right. You know, my name's Dan, and I'm investing outside of a plan. And so, you know, you can move forward and start to get information. Well, what's a process that you can follow that's going to put you in a much better long-term position to realize the things that are most important to you? And that's what we're going to get into, and it's going to be over the next probably, I'd say, 2-3 podcast episodes, so that hopefully that'll be really helpful.
Well, make sure you hit subscribe to the Retirement Cafe wherever it is you listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever it is. That'll have the next one delivered right to you. You can download it and start listening as we go through this process, because there's a lot we can talk about and a lot we can plan for, but if you try to do it by yourself, it can be very, very difficult to do, as we've talked about today on this episode. But make sure you go check out the website too, Dan and Brent over at averywealth.com. You can see everything about them, the business, and also there's a lot of resources on the website as well. Plus, a lot of these episodes of our podcast are online and archived as well, so you can go back and listen to this. So if you hear one part that you want to go back and revisit, it's all right there on the website and available for you. So a lot of great resources on averywealth.com, but also you can call the office as well. It's 517-783-1695. So guys, we'll wrap it up on that note and look forward to the three part series we have coming up and really try to help those people that have been working outside of a plan and are really ready to step forward and take control of their finances.
Sounds great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be great. Thanks, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.